The COP30 climate summit entered its final days Thursday in Belém, Brazil, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is ramping up his calls for countries to take concrete action to address the climate crisis. He told the delegates, "We are down to the wire, and the world is watching Belém."
Communities on the front lines are watching too, counting flooded homes, failed harvests, lost livelihoods, and asking how much more must we suffer.
He called countries' existing climate plans a death sentence, warning the planet is on track to heat up 2 degrees Celsius. He pressed for a transition to green energy, calling on countries to slash their greenhouse gas emissions by half.
We must move much faster with a drastic cut on emissions. The renewables revolution makes it possible. Clean energy has never been cheaper and more abundant, powering growth and shielding households and economies from volatile fossil fuel markets. With the right support, it is essential that most countries peak emissions now, slash them in half this decade, hit net zero by 2050, and go net negative after.
Shortly after Guterres spoke, a fire broke out in several buildings used by the summit, forcing evacuations. 13 people were treated for smoke inhalation. The fire was quickly put out, but fire officials ordered the entire site evacuated for safety checks, and it was not clear when conference business would resume. And there is a lot of business ahead, including looking at tools for countries to ramp up climate action, phasing out fossil fuels, putting up funding for adaptation plans, and getting funding and technology to those that need it most. Those are a lot of contentious issues to try and reach consensus on, but Guterres said he's convinced there can be compromise. He told negotiators, "This is the hour for leadership. Be bold, follow the science, put people before profit, and please keep your eyes on the finish line." World leaders and diplomats will continue their negotiations Friday. But notably absent will be the United States. The Trump administration had decided to skip the summit this year. But Guterres had a message for President Donald Trump when he was asked a question by a BBC reporter.
Secretary General, what message do you want this conference to send to Donald Trump?
Hope is the last thing that dies.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.